So listen, I'm ugly, homely, unattractive, not pretty at all. I'm not complaining. It just helps to know that before you hear me out, before you hear the rest of the story. And I've accepted it. There's a part of me that wishes I was a beauty queen, but I know if I'd been born gorgeous, I would have been shaped into a completely different person. And I like who I am. Men have never been attracted to me. When my peers and I started to develop, it became painfully clear very quickly that my entire being was a blind spot for male attention. It might interest you to know that I'm chronically horny, but the few times I've had sex have not been enjoyable because I've only been able to bed people I'm not attracted to, and because I have a big hang-up. It turns me off when someone looks at me. I get it inside my head and I imagine that they wish I weren't so ugly. Because of my lack of physical beauty, I've had to rely on my own wit and character strengths to get me through. I'm only 25, but I have a great job in a first-rate city, which I have a beautiful view of from my 38th story high-rise windows. But this story isn't about that. This story is about how I got my handsome neighbor into the sack on a regular basis, despite my physical shortcomings and the hang-ups associated with them. Like most people nowadays, I don't know any of my neighbors. I don't know their names or anything about them. They're just people I sometimes share an awkward elevator ride with. Andrew was no different. I saw him maybe five times, six times, by the mailbox or in the hallway. So everything I knew about him, I learned by hearing through the thin walls of our adjacent apartments. He worked from home, like I did. He had an incredibly high libido, like I did. I knew this before we ever slept together because I could hear him masturbate several times a day. He'd be typing away for a few hours, then suddenly I hear him start up the porn. He didn't play it very loud, so he probably thought I couldn't hear it, but the walls are so thin that I could even hear the wet, squishy sounds of his lubed hand pumping away. Every time he would start masturbating, I'd get distracted from my work. I'd picture him there, watching beautiful, vacuous women get pounded, and wish it were me being pounded by him. He's hot. He's very, very good looking. Tall, fit, classically handsome. He's like a 30-year-old Don Draper. He's an introvert, though, and completely antisocial. He rarely leaves his apartment. He's the total package, except for the crippling shyness. So every time he would start masturbating, I'd picture him, and I'd get wet. I'd try to keep working, but I always wound up getting myself off as well. I'm very quiet when I come, so I don't think he ever caught on. We mutually masturbated a few feet apart from each other every day for months. Several times a day, but he was oblivious to my existence. Finally, I got up the nerve to do something about it. I'd been thinking about ways to break the ice. Maybe I could ask him on a date, see if he wanted to come over sometime and watch a movie. I knew from living next door to him for so long that none of that would work. He had no friends and never went out. He never did anything. So, I came up with a plan. I wouldn't give him a choice. I waited till a Saturday when neither of us had to work. So it was right about noon when I heard the faint sounds of an insincere female orgasm through the wall. I waited about 10 minutes. So he'd have time to get really geared up. I wore only a bathrobe as I exited my apartment and walked over to his door. My heart raced as I knocked. A moment after he opened the door, only just a few inches, hiding most of his body. Sweat glistened on his incredible face. "Hey," he said breathily. "Oh, you're my neighbor. What's up?" Without saying a word, I opened my robe, exposing my tits and my neatly trimmed pussy. Now, when I say I'm not attractive, I really only mean my face. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm a 2. Maybe a 1. My tits, though, they're flawless. Perfect, perky little B cups, with small, ever-hard nipples. My ass is pretty nice for someone my size. I'm relatively fit. He said, taking me in. I pushed the door gently, and got out of the way enough to let me in. He was only in a t-shirt and boxers. His dick was straining against the boxers. I grabbed his hand and led him to the bedroom where I knew he'd been jacking off. His apartment was a little messy, but furnished quite well, very minimalist. His king-size bed and nightstand were the only bits of furniture in the bedroom. His laptop was open and lying on the bed, lube and towel right next to it. "Sorry, I..." he started, but I turned around and put a finger to his lips. I slid my robe off and sat on the edge of the bed. I reached over to his laptop and hit play on the video that was on screen, and then placed it directly behind me a few feet away. Then I beckoned him over. He stood in front of me, his cock still throbbing against the thin fabric of his underwear. I pulled his boxers down and took hold of his cock. I stroked him and looked into his eyes. He looked down at me with anticipation, but before I began town on him, I indicated to the screen behind me. He looked at it, and then looked back at me. I shook my head and indicated to the screen again. "You don't want me to look at you," he said. I nodded. He fixed his eyes on the screen behind me, and I took him into my mouth. It had been so long since I'd been with a man. I reveled in these first few moments. I realized how huge his dick was, as I started to bob my head up and down. I made sure to keep looking at him as I sucked. Not just because he was so hot, because I wanted to make sure he wasn't looking at me. After about 30 seconds, he glanced down at me and I immediately stopped sucking and said, "mm-mm," around his fat cock. He looked back at the screen and I continued. My pussy was drenched due to the incredible circumstances, and I couldn't hold off any longer, so I placed my hand between my legs and started to rub myself slowly. "Mm-mm," I moaned onto his dick. That caused him to look down again, which caused me to stop again. He quickly glanced back at the screen. I continued for another minute or two and then lay back. I wriggled up the bed a little and moved the laptop slightly off to the side, but still up and behind me so he'd have a good view. He crawled on top of me and placed his cock against my slit. I didn't want him to look me in the face, but I did want him to be able to see my tits. I could have covered my face with a pillow, but besides feeling silly, I wanted to be able to look at him as he fucked me. So before he pushed into me, I pointed to the screen, and then to my boobs. He nodded his understanding. He slid into me slowly and gently. My pussy is very tight, and it took me a minute to get comfortable feeling so full. He was really good about where he kept his gaze. He'd watch the laptop screen mostly, every once in a while darting his eyes down to my tits, careful not to look at my face. He looked so beautiful as he pumped away. He was in heaven, and I was so glad to be helping him. This guy had not gotten laid since I'd been his neighbor, and probably didn't have much sexual experience in general. Not that you'd know it by the way he was giving it to me. He drilled into me like a pro, confident, assertive. He slowed his tempo considerably. He was getting close and trying not to come. I pushed him off me and slid into the edge of the bed. I got on all fours, inviting him to take me from behind. Hopefully the change in the position would make it take longer for him to come. My pussy in the air, my face down on the mattress, I prepared myself for his big dick. He took his place behind me, and the excitement made my heart flutter a little bit. I got quite the surprise, though. He placed his hands on my ass, and suddenly his mouth was locked onto my pussy. I've never been eaten out from behind, and I immediately was self-conscious. I tried to squirm away from him, but... and tell him that, you know, he didn't have to worry about me, and... But when I tried to move, his strong hands held me in place, and a loud grunt on his part let me know that this was happening, so I'd better settle in. His mouth was working its magic, and I was shocked at how incredible it felt. He moved his tongue from my clit and my lips to my asshole. My first instinct was, again, to be uncomfortable and stop him. But I fought that instinct because I could tell he wanted to be doing this. Once I got over the initial insecurities of being touched in a way I've, well, never been touched before, I sunk into the pleasure and relaxed my ass against his mouth. While his tongue massaged and encircled my asshole, he brought a hand up to my pussy, which was now sopping wet with my own juices and his saliva. He rubbed it with an open palm, getting his fingers nice and wet, and then took that hand away. A second later, I heard the familiar wet, squishy sound of his own hand wrapped around his dick. He placed his other hand against my pussy, this time inserting a finger and rubbing down against my G-spot. With his thumb, he worked my clit, a true multitasker. I had come over to his apartment wanting only to pleasure him. I have it in me to be a helpful person. I wanted to be a vehicle for his insatiable carnal passion. I had planned on maybe getting myself off with my fingers while I pleased him, but I couldn't have imagined that I'd be in this position, that he'd even want to do what he was doing. But there I was. Ass up, with his face buried deep and his hands busy. I was getting close now. Long, deep breaths and one tiny, nearly inaudible moan were my only indicators. I started to buck my ass onto his face when it came. I kneaded my breasts and stifled the urge to scream out his name and grunt and cry out. I convulsed with pressure as his hand and tongue fought to stay on target. I was starting to feel a little overstimulated and sensitive, so I leaned forward, away from him, and lay on my stomach. I breathed heavily and tried to collect myself. That was the best orgasm I had ever had. I felt him climb onto the bed. I heard his laptop close, the sounds of porn cutting off abruptly. And then I was being moved. He physically pulled my body further up onto the mattress, which made me giggle. I was in the very middle of the bed now, and he straddled my legs, just above the knees. He leaned forward and placed his dick against my eager pussy. He slid in with minimal effort. His thick, fat cock filled me up. And now that the porn was turned off, I enjoyed the sound of him thrusting into my wetness. We'd been at it for a long time, and I was ready for him to come. I knew he was ready too, because he began to slow down once more, trying to draw it out and make it last even longer, I suppose. Then it was time. He sped up, and I knew this was it. He pumped faster and faster, and then suddenly he pulled out and was jacking his dick all over my ass and lower back. He moaned with such passion that I was moved. He had wanted this so bad, needed it, and I was happy to have been the one to give it to him. He came a ton. I mean, blast after blast of hot jizz hitting my lower back, my upper back, my ass. I could feel it sliding down my ass crack onto my pussy lips. When he was done, done emptying himself onto me, he remained there for a full minute collecting himself. He collapsed onto the bed next to me, face up. My face was turned toward him, and after a moment he looked me in the eyes. "What's your name?" "Sarah." "Nice to meet you." We fucked several times a day until he moved out a few months later. I miss him terribly. But we still talk online every now and then. I'll probably never get fucked that way again in my life, at least not regularly. But I'm not complaining. I consider myself lucky. Most girls who look like me will never know the amount of pleasure I did. And I'll always look back on my time with Andrew fondly.